I disagree with you. I think we did show up ready. So I totally disagree with you. I just think we played bad. I mean, and I think they played great. They were terrific. They beat anybody in the country tonight. But certainly we contributed to them playing well. But it wasn't because we didn't show up ready. Don't go there with that.
It was where it needed to be with your guys.
Yeah, that wasn't it at all. I think it was more it when they got six different guys make double figure. I mean, double at least two threes, and you know, it's you know, whenever you have three guys make three threes and none of them take more than four, that's pretty impressive.
What is the key to defending as the three?
Well, it'd be nice if you're there close to them when they catch it, but the whole thing with that was. I'm not sure that we weren't worth a crap, but they play four. When they go four guards, it changes what we do, and we played the percentages in some ways, and then they burned us, and then after we got discombobulated, it didn't make any difference what we did. We switched, we tried to hedge, but after we started changing what we were doing, we were just very poor at everything we did.
Was there a point when it just became too much, and you kind of sensed the resiliency maybe fading a bit?
Yeah, obviously it did. When you're down 25 or 28 or whatever it was with 10 minutes left, you know, you knew the game was over. So that's, you know, we tried to just get guys rested and try to play guys some minutes, maybe get some confidence moving forward. But
first half at all?
No. Now, did I sense frustration? Absolutely. Yeah, but no, not at all. We just weren't very good. They were better. They were great, and we were awful.
Is this game a kind of an example of what you talked about this week, that it's hard to simulate what Tech does in practice?
No, because what they do is when they run true motion, that's, you know, the easiest to prepare for and the hardest to guard. If he plays somebody that runs it right, and they actually run it right, that's not what hurt us. Our ball screen defense hurt us more than anything else.
What's the challenge?
Are
you getting ready for Monday then?
Yeah, it's a challenge. Yeah. But it'll be a challenge no matter what. I mean, the Big 12 plays us at 7 o'clock, and then we got to get home at 2 and then be ready to go on Monday. But that's, you know, it'd been a lot easier to prepare probably if we'd have played better here. But it's one game. You know, whether you lose by one or lose by 30, it's one game. And certainly that will not put a damper on our spirits, you know, getting ready to play K-State on Monday.
How do you feel about what Marcus was able to contribute?
I thought he did fine, considering he hadn't been out there in 3 weeks. And, you know, I think he tested his ankle a little bit, and certainly I thought he did. I thought he did fine. I mean, I'm not going to say anybody played well. That obviously didn't occur. But I thought Marcus did some good things. And I thought KJ did too. I thought he did some good things also.
Did you have any idea how much you wanted to play Marcus, or was it just a feel thing?
Well, I was going to play him. I knew they were going to play four guards, so you know we were going to try to, you know, play him. He's obviously our best guy. If you sub Charlie in and put him in to play, then you're off a little with Devon. So yeah, I knew that we would try to play him, and I thought he responded pretty favorably.